Chapter 31. I'm not exactly certain why you're here, District Attorney Aaron Silver said. He was sitting at his desk, facing Marty Reagan and Jesse, who were seated opposite him.
The hearing, Jesse said.
What about it?
It's scheduled?
For Thursday, Silver said.
With Judge Green?
Yes.
Are you planning to recuse yourself? Jesse said.
Why in the hell would I do that?
Because it would be the right thing for you to do.
You're out of line, Jesse.
Jesse didn't say anything.
What's with this guy? Silver said to Reagan.
Reagan shrugged.
We're done here, Silver said, standing.
Jesse remained seated.
I said we're done.
If I have to, I'm prepared to scream bloody murder all the way to the Supreme Court.
What in the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Richard Cassidy is one of your biggest campaign contributors. If you don't recuse yourself, you'll be creating one hell of an ethical dilemma for yourself.
You're questioning my integrity?
Come off it, Aaron. Appoint Marty to stand in your stead and get the fuck out of the way.
Silver didn't say anything.
And while you're at it, take Judge Green with you.
You're off your rocker, Jesse. You know that, Silver said.
Everyone knows you two are joined at the hip. She's your go-to judge. Get her to recuse herself, too. Don't stink this up, Aaron.
You are one piece of business coming in here and talking to me this way.
So, you'll do it?
Silver was silent. He swiveled his chair around and stared out the window for a while.
Jesse glanced at Reagan, who briefly made eye contact with him before looking away.
All right, Silver said, his back still turned to Jesse.
Wise choice, Jesse said, standing.
Get the fuck out of here, Jesse, Silver said.
Jesse said nothing as he left.
So, tomorrow you start shooting, Jesse said. Are you nervous?
Opening night jitters, Frankie said.
What could go wrong?
Most likely nothing.
So, what are you nervous about?
Comes with the territory. They were sitting on Jesse's porch, having just eaten an extra large meatball, garlic, and onion pizza, which they washed down with Sam Adams ale. The sun was bouncing its last rays of the day off the restless waters of the bay. Crickets had begun to chirp their night songs. The fall air was brisk, absent humidity. It smelled of the sea and the encroaching chill of winter. They were sitting together on Jesse's love seat, separated only by Mildred Memory, who had insinuated herself between them.
This is nice, Frankie said.
Almost makes me forget why I'm here.
The reason you're here is to overeat, suffer unspeakable bouts of lassitude, then recover in time to engage in superhuman feats of gymnastic-style lovemaking.
I knew that.
What time tomorrow do you start?
First shot should be off by 6:30.
In the morning?
She looked up at him. He looked at his watch.
My God, he said, we'd better speed through this lassitude part.
If only there hadn't been meatballs, she said.
It's always something.
She looked up at him. She inadvertently dislodged Mildred when she put her arms around Jesse's neck and pulled him to her.
This is great fun, she said, just before she kissed him.